A controversial bill delaying strict cruise ship wastewater discharge requirements has quietly become law. Governor Sarah Palin signed the measure last week without ceremony or public announcement. The bill gives the big ships until the year 2015 to improve onboard pollution control measures. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The measure started out as a permanent change in the way environmental officials measure pollutants, such as ammonia and dissolved metals. The industry said it already improved discharge standards, and it could not meet stricter requirements set by a voter-approved initiative. But the legislature balked at that idea, which critics said would allow contaminants to damage fish stocks and other marine life. Denise Koch runs the State Department of Environmental Conservation's cruise ship program.
Without this law, next cruise ship season, during the 2010 season, the ships would have had to meet those standards at the point of discharge, at the end of pipe. What this bill does is it essentially allows cruise ships more time to come into compliance with the long-term water quality standards.
Ships now have until 2015 to meet the stronger standards. Officials hope that allows them to find or develop equipment that can meet the new discharge limits. A state seminar earlier this year identified some promising technologies, but it may not fit on ships. The industry could get some help from the state. The bill sets up an 11-member science advisory group.
This panel is going to assist DEC in trying to answer this question and trying to assess and report on the effectiveness of wastewater technology and trying to get at that question of what is economically and feasible and technologically effective wastewater treatment systems that we can expect for cruise ships to have on ships.
The bill also calls for new discharge permits, which will be good for 3 rather than 5 years. Permit details will go out for comment this fall. Koch says the state continues to enforce interim discharge limits. It's already sent 6 notices of violation to ships that have exceeded standards this year. Valdez Republican Representative John Harris sponsored the bill. He says he expected it to change during the legislative process.
You know, it's a fairly controversial issue, and they're having a hard time finding somebody. And so I said I would do it because I want the industry to continue to provide jobs and business in Alaska. But I also stipulated that I wasn't going to try to ramrod something through that would be detrimental to the environment in Alaska.
The industry accepted the final compromise. Alaska Cruise Association staff could not be reached for immediate comment, but representatives have said their discharges are already cleaner than most municipal and shore-based industrial systems in the state. Cruise critic Gershon Cohen takes another view. He says cruise lines have been trying to get too much leeway.
You know, the industry's goal when at the beginning of the session was to eliminate the mixing zone ban for cruise ship discharge, and that was something that they were not able to achieve. I'm happy to say the legislature held firm on that and said, no, the people of the state voted for this, and they want this in place, and we're going to continue this.
33 cruise ships are sailing Alaska waters this season. Officials say only about half are using wastewater discharge permits. The others store their wastewater and release it outside state boundaries. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.